I know, that's crazy, right? what movies do I like? Well, yeah, I'm trying to think of a movie, but I can't think of anything. But I do want to see that Sitter that just came out. So, but they say it sucks.
Oh, I just saw the Muppets.
Oh, you saw the Muppets?
Yes.
Oh, how's that? How that movie was?
Oh, the Muppets. I've never like been a Muppet person. Like, I've never been into the Muppets, but I have to say it was hysterical. Really funny.
I know that's what everybody's saying. Like, oh wow, it's a really good movie. Like, 2 thumbs up and 10 out of 10. So, you know, I'm dying to see it too, because
there's just one really, really funny part. They're all basically the whole, it's kind of like they're trying to get all the Muppets back together to do this big show. He goes, well, we have to get Miss Piggy, of course. We can't do the show without her. And then he goes, well, she lives in France now. That's just too far to drive. And he goes, well, then we could just travel by map. And it pans out. And they do that map thing like in Indiana Jones.
Oh, my God.
You see the map, and you see the line, and it goes, and then they flash back to the car, and they literally, like, drive out of the ocean. It's so funny.
Oh my god, great. That's crazy. Jeez. Oh my god. I know, yeah, you gotta check out Skyrim, but, well, like I said, you're a big Nintendo fan, and so, Skyrim's good, because everyone's making it, like, again, we're going back to the Skyrim topic. Everybody likes Skyrim because, like I said, they love the graphics and they love the story. Well, the story, I mean, play the story. And plus, there's like a lot of side missions, and there's a lot of like leveling up, like certain like perks, like stealing and pickpocketing, and of course two-handed weapons, one-handed weapons, destruction, like magic with fire and shock and all that. So it's kind of, yeah, exactly like I said, it's kind of like World of Warcraft. Like, you upgrade everything, and then you go around, you kill dragons, or you kill like killer crabs. Like, there are killer crabs in there in that game.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and there's like trolls and of course skeletons with swords and shields. And so, yeah, like that's
medieval really cool. World loves itself some sharp metal.
Yeah, exactly. And also, yeah, you get to like sharpen your weapons and. You know, and also you could get married in that game too.
Really?
Yeah. You.
Oh wow, it's like Harvest Moon.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, I never played Harvest Moon, but yeah, I did a blog saying that, you know, oh, guess what, guys, I got married, and I put .. in Skyrim, and so everyone was like, oh wow, like she's hot, whatever, but. Because you go to this, like, this church wannabe thing, and then you talk to, like, a priest, and then he'll ask you, like, oh, so, he'll say, like, oh, so, what are you here for? And then you pick, like, any question you want to ask him, and you put, like, oh, I want to get married, or I'm interested in knowing about marriage. And then he gives you, like, an amulet of saying, like, you're single. Like, if you wear the amulet, it means you're single, and you're looking for a true love. And of course, I went to this one chick that I helped out in one of the missions. And then, it's funny though, like, they're all like, oh wow, you like me? Like, wow, I didn't really see you in that way, whatever. And then you say, and then of course, you ask the question again, like, oh, so are you interested or not? And then they'll say, like, oh, well, yes, I am. And I'll meet you at so-and-so, and we'll get married tomorrow.
Wow.
So,
yeah. That's a quick decision.
Yeah, I know. It was fast, you know, I was so nervous.
It's sort of like in Harvest Moon and it's funny when you talk to someone, you say, well, me and my sister, we actually married the same man. They look at you funny for a second.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's funny. First off, I want to give a shout out to Mel27 from MyIGN. Hey Mel, what's up? Why haven't you been on my IGN? Everyone's been talking about you. Like, where's Mel? Where's Mel 27? I haven't seen her for a while. And also to Patrick's Raider. So I want to say a shout out to Patrick's. What's up, Patrick's? I'm gonna do his voice.
I thought it was Patrick.
Oh, Patrick. I call him Patrick's.
I don't know. I can never pronounce any of these people's names.
I know. So I just call him Patrick's. And my last podcast, I was making fun of his voice because I don't know if you hear their podcast, which is called, well, of course, it's called, ladies and gentlemen, TLDR Podcast. So go check them out. Check them out on iTunes or go online to podbean.com and find them and just listen to them. They're really hilarious. They're called TLDR Podcast. But anyways, they were talking about, like, oh, well, I guess Patrick's wasn't on one of the shows because I guess he had to work or had to do something else. And so they were like, dude, like, no one can replace Patrick's. Like, he's the coolest guy. Like, no one could do his voice. And so on my last podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys heard it, but go check it out. But I'll do it again for you. To me, I think he sounds like this. Like, well, guys, you know, I really like the podcast. And I like Duke Nukem because Duke Nukem's the shit. So, and yeah,
that's
see,
pretty on key.
Yeah, see, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Patrick was all like, oh, that doesn't sound like me. And he puts like, Lafayette, well, keep on perfecting it. And so now you're my witness. And I can tell Patrick's. Well, hey, Patrick's, if you're listening, see, I told you I got it right.
So, I think that's pretty on key right there. I've been doing a funny voice, apparently, and it's been very entertaining for my mother. It's sort of a mix between, I think, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch and Theodore the Chipmunk.
Oh, my God.
I'll spare y'all that.
Yeah. And also, I made fun of, going back to the TLDR podcast, I was making fun of Grumpy Balloon. I think that's his name. Am I right? I don't know. I think it's Grumpy Balloon. But I made him sound like Keanu Reeves. Even though he doesn't sound like Keanu Reeves in real life, but I couldn't do his voice, so I just made up a voice of him saying, like, duel! Like, I'm Keanu! I'm Grumpy Balloon! Come listen to me! I'm Keanu! Whoa!
Is it really bad that I always thought Keanu Reeves was a woman?
Oh my God! Are you serious?
Keanu Reeves, it sounds like a woman's name.
Oh my, Keanu. Hi, I'm Keanu. I'm a woman. Yeah.
She's a man, baby.
Whoa, I'm a woman. I'm just kidding. Oh my God.
Riff tracks?
What?
There's this thing called riff tracks, uh-huh. And for anyone who's never heard of it, you need to go to YouTube, type in riff tracks, and then a movie like Harry Potter or Star Wars, and it's basically these three guys just talking through the whole movie, making fun of it the whole time, and it's, you will laugh until you pee your pants.
Oh my God.
And this is coming from someone who has to change their underpants quite often because of them.
Uh-huh. Oh my
it's
God.
It's brilliant.
Oh, it's funny.
And just to give you a little sample, like in Alien, they, when they're talking about who did the music for it, he goes, I'm so glad it wasn't Randy Newman. Otherwise, it'd be filled with all those little twee songs. Like, I got an alien in me. I got an alien in me. It's gonna be my dinner guest when it busts out of my chest. I got an alien in me.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Randy Newman, I could do his Randy Newman's voice.
Dude, man.
You got alien in me. You got alien in me. It's gonna pop out of my chest. So an alien's gonna pop out of my chest.
You know, you sound more like the guy, the riff track guy doing
that. Yes. Oh my God. Dude, that guy's voice is like freaking hilarious. I remember, I don't know if you remember or anybody else out there seen it or heard of him. The Mad TV show, it used to come on like Fox. Whatever. Well, in my western area, it will come on like Fox 11 on Saturdays around 11 o'clock. And I remember they used to do a whole bunch of skits of Randy Newman and his voice. Like, he was singing about Star Wars. Like, I want to do the soundtrack for Star Wars because Star Wars was cool. And I remember when I watched it, and I thought it was really cool, so I made a song. And so he starts playing piano and he's all like, Star Wars! Oh, Star Wars! Where is
he? I was in the Hallmark store today. I saw the funniest Star Wars card. It says it was one of the singing cards, and it says a long, long time ago. And then you open it, it says you were born.
Oh my god.
And start playing the Star Wars music really loud. It's like dun dun.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious.
Jeez. That's pretty cool. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I love Star Wars, so I would get that card.
I love Star Wars, I like the movies. I don't like they do all those comic books and books and all that stuff, and I just don't get it.
Did you play the game, I know it's for Wii also, what was it called? Star Wars, Force Unleashed?
The only Star Wars games I ever played, I only played the ones that were, like, connected to the movies. Like, my dad had an Xbox, and we played the one for Revenge of the Sith on there.
Oh, okay.
I remember that one. Of course, on the 64 and the PlayStation, we had we had the pod racing game, and then we had, like, one for episode one. But nothing, like, out of that spectrum.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So, I meant to ask you.
Yes.
Christmas is coming. Are you hoping for anything in particular?
For
any certain loved one? Gonna buy anything interesting?
Certain loved one? Wow.
You gotta be married.
Huh?
Aren't you married?
No, I'm not married. No. No, that's suicide. No, I'm 28. I'm too, well, people say, I say I'm old, but people say, dude, 28, you're young. But
please don't say you're too young to get married. There were people in the Middle Ages who got married at 13.
Oh, I know, but I know, it's crazy. I my best friend got married at 22.
Amen.
Yeah. So, I know, it's...
Only thing left to do now is die young and leave half of a good-looking corpse.
Yeah. So, I don't know, well, of course, like I said, I don't care about... like I said, I don't mind talking about my personal stuff, whatever. But, I don't know, like, I did want to get married at the age of 25, but it didn't happen. Like, I had a plan, like, this is my plan when I was, like, 18 years old. I was still in high school. I was like, I want to get married at the age of 25, you know, hopefully, like, I go to college, and I graduate, and, you know, have a wife, and have, like, at least two kids, a boy and a girl. But, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't happen. I did go to college, but I quit for personal reasons, and so I've been working full-time ever since, but, of course, you know, I used to work with the malls, and... the malls were a pain in the ass because even during the holidays, oh my god, freaking crazy. Like, you wouldn't, like, oh my god, it's hell. It's hell. Like, I was in hell. I was like, God, get me out of here.
It sounds like it. We did, like, on Black Friday, but it's pretty crazy.
Oh my god. I did work Black Friday. It was crazy. I can't believe how people were acting. Like, there was, like, women who, like, had no makeup, and they were in their pajamas. Yeah.
That might have been me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they were in their slippers, you know, their hair was all in the curls. No makeup. I was like, oh, my God, really?
Probably wasn't me.
If I wasn't you, all right. I probably did.
Unfortunately, my hair curls all by itself.
All right.
Oh, my God. What are they doing next door?
Yeah, oh my god. And then, I was talking about my last podcast that I used, my last job was at, okay, you're gonna be surprised. I used to work at the Disney store.
Oh, I loved working at the Disney store.
Oh, no. I hate working there.
Look, what, I bet you had to be all peppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, welcome to the Disney store. How can I help you?
exactly. That's what I had to be at the Disney store. And like I said, I talk about that in my last podcast, like how my Disney store experience was. But you know what the sad part was when I was working there? I knew all the songs of Hannah Montana. Yeah, that was, ladies and gentlemen, all the songs from Hannah Montana. It would play forever. Like, it plays from opening to closing. It was like hell.
It's Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. The Jonas Brothers. Like, oh, baby. Yeah, baby. And I was like, oh, come on. And you know what's sad? Every time I get off from work, I hum the songs when I'm getting off from work. Like, I was like, oh my god, I need to quit this job. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, as people leave the store, you're like, have a blessed day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we didn't say have a blessed... Oh, we say like, oh, have a Disney day. Goodbye, hope you come again. and you know what's dumb, though? They have to make us smile. If they don't see a smile, then we get yelled at for it.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't want pessimists working at the Disney store. Doesn't promote dreams.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my god, really?
I was just at the Disney store the other day marveling at the fact that they can't seem to make dolls their own characters and have them look like the characters.
Yeah. Oh my god. That is crazy. I know.
Rapunzel from Tangled, she didn't look anything like Rapunzel. And then they had Flynn, and I couldn't get over how high up his belt was. it's like around his ribcage.
Oh my god.
Like, someone please pull that belt down.
I know.
Pull me up on his moves.
Jeez. I thought only old people do that. Pick up their pants like up to their chest or something.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, right?
Why is his head shaped like an upside down triangle?
Oh my god. To me, it was like the worst job to work at. So, but I don't work there no more. Now I work in the downtown of LA. With all, like, the lawyers and all the office people and all that. Like, basically, like, they're uptight. Like, they think you're, like, they're better than you because, oh, I went to a university and got a degree. La, la, la. So, yeah, like, I deal with those kind of people at my job. So, because
I'd be like, I'm homeschooled. Beat that.
Like, yeah, I live with my parents. How about that? Yeah. Like, I don't have to pay rent. I'm just kidding. So, oh my god. Yes.
I know here we have, it's called 106.9. They play all Christmas music from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day. That's all they play is Christmas music. Do they have that where you are?
You know what? I think we do.
The all Christmas channel?
Yeah, it's all Christmas channel. So, like I said, I don't listen to radio that much, but I think we do have it. But I listen to, like, the classical music, but they do play, like, the Christmas songs from, like, Charlie Brown and The Grinch. So.
And I just think, like, a month Christmas songs. You're gonna get tired before Christmas is, like, anywhere close.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. But I heard the funniest song today. It was Adam Sandler, and he was singing this Hanukkah song.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God. I do remember it. I remember... Well, like I said, of course, you know, I was born around the Adam Sandler ages, so, yeah, I do remember.
So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
If you wanna smoke some Hanukkah.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my god.
He's naming all the people that are Jewish, and he goes, Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I love it.
Like that.
And, oh, there's this one song. It's not Christmas without this song. It's just the worst song you ever want to hear, but it's hilarious.
Oh my god.
It's like, I don't even know what it's called. It's like... He's like, met my old lover at the grocery store.
Oh, my
God. Snow was falling Christmas Eve. It's the dumbest song ever.
Oh, my God.
I walked behind her in the frozen food, and I touched her on the sleeve.
What the hell?
No.
What kind of song is that?
It's such a bad song. It goes on and on, too. He's like, we went to have ourselves a drink or two, but couldn't find an open bar. We bought a six-pack at the liquor store, and we drank it in her car.
Oh, my God.
What What mook thought those were good lyrics?
Oh my god. What was the song called? I gotta check it out. Oh my god.
Oh lord. I don't know. I've never known the name of it. Oh god. It's like, we drank to something. We drank a toast to now.
Oh my god.
There's gotta be good. I could never think of the name of it.
Oh my god. If listeners, if you know that song, please let me know, or let Minna know, please. I want to hear that song, because I want to, I don't know, it sounds funny, but of course, you know, like, no, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I might have found it just now. Let me see if I found it.
Oh, right. Cool, ladies and gentlemen, I think we found the song. Well, actually, she found the song.
Oh, we got it. I am sending you the link.
All right, cool. Awesome. Of course, listeners.
The dumbest song.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got the link, so. Oh, my God.
If you'd like to play it for everyone to hear it, I don't know how you might, but you should. It's hilarious.
Nah, go ahead and play it. I don't care. Like, you can put it loud. You can put a little bit loud or something, but. Sorry for the signs, ladies and gentlemen. We're just trying to get the song going.
Fill the silence. I will just say, whole milk is delicious, and I chug it often.
Whole milk. Got whole milk?
Got whole milk? You know, I always said they should have shirts with, like, golf on them, with, like, milk mustache, and they should say, got milk?
Got milk? Oh my god, that's crazy.
And only smart people would get that humor.
Oh my god, that's crazy. That's freaking awesome. let's see. Well, since you're doing that, I guess I'll talk to the listeners while you're trying to find a song or setting up a volume, whatever.
Oh, you want me to? Okay, yeah.
No, I don't know if you're looking.
Slow on the go.
ladies and gentlemen, okay, let's, I want to talk about, dude, I just had it in my mind, but now I forgot. But, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't edit my podcast, so, you know, sorry for, you know, the silence and, you know, the stutters and, of course, the ums. So, again, like I said, I don't edit my podcast, so.
Hey, yes. You see, everyone's kind of asleep right now, and I have to turn off the volume, which means everything will be louder. Could you play it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me go on my cheap internet and see if it works. Let's see.
I think I sent you the link.
No, yeah, you did. So I'm trying, like, to.
You want
to
know why Ganon never goes on the internet?
Why?
Too many links.
Too many links. You know what? I'm just going to. My thing's acting dumb. You know what? You know what, listeners? I will post it tomorrow, because of course tomorrow's Saturday and I don't work, so I will post it tomorrow in the link. And well, actually, I'm gonna look for the video and then check it out, and then of course I'll post it. Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
Right? Oh, it is on YouTube. Okay, yeah. Of course, I'll post a link to YouTube, and you guys can check it out on the blog and write your comments. So yeah, check it out. Of course, check Minna out too as well. So. Don't just check me
Dan
out.
Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah. So check Minna out too as well.
Yeah, check me out. Well, not like that.
She said, ladies and gentlemen, check her out. So, oh my god.
That came out wrong.
I know, of course, guys out there are like, oh my god, she said check me out, or I'm going to do it right now. I'm typing in. Oh my god. I'm so glad I met you. You're awesome.
Thank you. And you know, I wondered for a long time whether I should post my picture on IGN.com, and it got me like 400 more followers, so I guess I made the right decision.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, speaking of pictures, I did a blog about myself with a picture of myself, and because it was actually it was Patrick's idea. But I thought it was debone your sister's idea, That's his name. Debone your sister. And and I got from him because basically he wrote, like, you know, his name, where he was from, and his hobbies and favorite movies, favorite actors, and all that. And so I did one, and I thought I was gonna get like a lot, but I got like maybe 15 comments on it. And so it's funny.
And all right, the most comments I've ever got on a blog. Well, it was thumbs up if you love Lord of the Rings.
Oh my
god! Got 46 comments on that. Everyone shares a common interest there.
Heck yeah!
And then I offered to make everyone header images, and I got 64 comments on that. It kind of blew me away. And then I got a computer virus, so there were a lot of people out there who couldn't get there. So I'm sorry. Oh, I love you. Forgive me.
Yeah, please forgive me.
But then again, there were a couple people out there who did get there, and they changed them almost instantly. So.
Oh my god.
I still love you guys.
Oh my god. Jeez. No, I love Lord of the Rings. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time too. I have all the their three DVD. I mean, I think it comes with like five DVDs in one.
Oh yeah, the special disc.
Yeah, the special disc.
Oh, it was awesome. They're like $40 a piece, right?
Yeah.
Really expensive, but I went to a yard sale down the street. It was like totally easy. It was a Saturday morning. We just went. We were just. Weren't doing anything, and there was this guy, and he had all three of them. Like, it's like $120 worth of movie here, all three movies in the big three disc sets, and he had it all for $25.
Damn, lucky.
And I said, why are you getting rid of them? He goes, oh, because I got the Blu-ray. They're in really good condition.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, will you take 24? And he said, yeah, you have really good taste. I know I do.
I know that. Yeah, I found out that they have them on Blu-ray now. But of course, I have them on regular disc, but I'm going to keep the regular disc, though. But yeah, that would be nice to have them on Blu-ray, of course. Because I have Underworld. I don't know if you've seen that movie, Underworld. I have those on Blu-ray. The one through three, which was Underworld 1 and Underworld 2. And then, of course, the Underworld 3, where how the vampires and the lycans start hating each other. And so, I'm so excited.
Just say at the FYE, I got Ultimate Edition Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
$40.
Oh, wow. $40 for all of them?
No, for one of them.
Oh, for one of them. What?
$40. I know. But I love Harry Potter. So worth it. I didn't get the one I wanted. I got my third favorite of the eight.
Uh-huh.
Order the Phoenix.
Order the Phoenix? That's your favorite one?
My hair is not quite right, but it's a rattling good yarn.
Yeah, I like the ones with Gary Oldman. I think it's a Prisoner Azkaban. Yeah, it was that one.
Oh, that's a good one. My favorite, of course, is Deathly Hallows Part 2. But if we're talking just favorite storyline, it would have to be Goblet of Fire.
Oh yeah, I like Goblet of Fire. It was good. But like
and
I said,
his hair was smoking.
Oh my god. No, I did see the last one, parts 1 and 2. And so I did see part 1. Well, actually I saw it online, so sorry Harry Potter, I couldn't go to the theater to see your real movie. But
it was funny. I never even really knew what any of it was, but I really liked Emma Watson because she's like really pretty and like I thought she's kind of a fashion icon, so I said maybe I'll go check out this Harry Potter movie and I'll see if she's any good. And 4 or 5 months later, here I am, madly in love with Daniel Radcliffe, owning every Harry Potter movie that was ever made, thinking, how did I end up like this?
Oh my god.
But I'm glad I did.
Yeah. No, but I thought part 2 was really awesome. And so, yeah, it was all like intense. And
oh, I loved it. And here's a girl who's never seen a Harry Potter movie in her life. They're at the theater. And there was the one part where Harry, they think he's dead, and then he jumps up and he grabs a sword, and I've never even seen a Harry Potter movie, and I throw my arms up in the air and go, whoa!
Expecto Patronum!
And my mom's like, what are you doing? Put your arms down.
Oh my god.
I don't know what came over me.
Yeah, like... yeah, they finally got the snake! Sorry, spoilers. Who haven't seen Harry Potter, go check it out.
God, if they haven't seen it by now, they're pathetic.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, like... I don't know, I haven't met, like... Well, actually, I do know, I do know one of my friends online that loves Harry Potter. And she has, like, tattoos of Harry Potter. But she has, like, the tattoo of an owl, the white owl.
Hedwig.
Yeah, Hedwig. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but I did like the movie. But, yeah, she did have the owl on her arm. And of course, she had the writing of the lightning bolts writing. You know how that looks? Like, on Harry Potter's name. It looks like a lightning bolt. Yeah, she has it on her knuckles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's like a huge Harry Potter, of course, because her tattoos are all Harry Potter. So.
I'd like to meet this woman.
Yeah, I'll tell her. I'll say, hey, I talked to you about that. See, sorry, spoilers. I'm talking too fast. And my voice is like a little bit low. Yeah, so I will tell her about you, and plus I'll mention her, you know, so. Yeah, I'll let her know.
The top headline in the news is Barefoot Bandit sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Barefoot Bandit, you're screwed.
Oh my God. Speaking of news, oh, what about this weather? Oh my God.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday it was a nice 65 degrees, and it was lovely, and today it's about 40 below.
Wow.
And, don't wear shorts in 40 below weather. It's not smart. I don't care how awesome you look in them. Don't wear shorts. Granted, I had boots on and a leather jacket, and I was awesome looking, but just don't do it. And then we went on a midnight Walmart run, and it was even colder.
Oh, my God.
And I wore sweatpants at the time, and I considered wearing a wool hat, but I looked like a criminal, so I opted to not wear the hat.
Oh, my God. Well, because, of course, the California weather, we don't get snow, but only in the mountains. But it was weird, because I work in, like, a big building. And, you know, there was this huge cloud. It was all dark. And it's, like, coming towards us with thunder and lightning. And all of a sudden, like, it passed over us, like, for 15 minutes. And it was, like, pouring, like, nonstop. Then all of a sudden, like, it stops. Like, after 14 minutes later.
I love rain.
Yeah. It basically, the cloud said, like, oh, well, I think Los Angeles needs a shower. So, basically, Los Angeles took, like, a 15-minute shower. And then... We just dry ourselves off. So, oh my God. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. We have like some weird... Well, of course, everybody, not just here in California, but of course other states are having like weird weathers lately. Because, I don't know, maybe because it's...
You know what I say about Kentucky?
Yeah. It's probably because it's...
Well, I was saying I can't access my sound card. Oh, this computer.
Everything cool? 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 No!
No!
Oh, okay, there she is. I thought I lost her for a minute. No, she's going down!
You'll have to bear with me here. I'm currently working from a 2006 model Dell.
Mine's... You know what? I have a Dell also. I think my Dell is like a 2002 or 2003?
Holy crap!
Yeah, but it still works good. Well, because of course I got the new hard drive and I fixed it. My friend fixed it up for me, so it works new. And of course I got the new Windows 7. So.
And you see, I've still got Windows XP on this thing.
Yeah, I have Windows XP, and then of course I moved up to the Windows 7.
Yeah.
So.
You know what they say about cash for clunkers?
What?
Oh, this guy. But I've still got you beat, because my computer that when I do most of my serious writing for my book, I usually do it on this, my computer. It doesn't have internet on it. It's just got the word processor.
Yeah.
It's a good old Windows 98 Compact.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's older than It's about my age.
Oh my god.
Almost.
Jeez.
I got it beat by a couple years.
Oh my god. Oh, and I was gonna say earlier, I know I announced that you're my first guest on my podcast, but I know who's gonna be super pissed but laugh at the same time. Patrick's. Because yes, ladies and gentlemen, Patrick's will be on my podcast on my next one, so I will let you know when he's gonna be on air and when I'm gonna post it. But yeah, because I told him that he wanted to be a guest on my podcast, so I said, yeah, let's do it. But I'm waiting, of course, in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 weeks. So just keep an eye on my podcast if you want to listen to Patrick's and his cool-ass sexy voice.
I recorded a podcast with Holy Hammer Strike and, oh my god, I can't remember his name.
He must be not that important. I'm just kidding. No, I'm playing.
I know his name is Dietrich. I can't think of his IGN name.
Dietrich. I think I have him as a follower. I think so. I'm not really sure.
It's not Zephyr. It's not him. Brain Fart.
Brain Fart?
Yeah. when you can't think of something.
Oh my god. Brain Fart. I heard that term before. I've heard it for a long while. Oh my god. Oh, so you did his podcast?
I recorded a podcast with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever gonna be used or anything like that, but it was gold, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Holy Hammer Strike was amazing. They were all amazing.
Cool, awesome. I know, like I said, when I told myself, you know what, I should make a podcast since, you know, I don't do nothing. All I do is work, play video games, and chill. But I want to replace chill with making a podcast. So,
good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I'm trying. I'm not trying to get popular with anybody or try to do competitions with other podcasts. Because, like I said, I like to listen to different podcasts. And, the first podcast I ever listened to was, of course, the IGN cast. I mean, the editors, which was Knockin' Boots. I don't know if you heard of them before, but
no.
Oh, yeah, you have to hear them. Yeah, they're freaking hilarious. Of course, you could download them on iTunes or, or of course, you listen to them on IGN.com, whatever. But they mostly talk about like dating advice, and they read people's emails about like sex advice or dating advice.
I don't think I need any advice of that.
Yeah, but no, but I do listen to every episode because they talk crap about themselves and they talk about crap about the people writing the emails, but they do say it in respect. But the thing is though, like I hate it when they read the teenagers like emails, because it okay like for instance like they talk about like, oh, well, what do I do if I like my chick friend? You know, do I ask her out or do I just not ask her at all? And so, you know, and I was like, come on, dude. Like, dude, you're in high school. Like, just enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm right there with you. I have a friend of mine. She's a lot younger than me. She's like 12 years old. And she's had 7 boyfriends.
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
Jeez, that's more than me.
That's just not right at all.
And I'm
what's the world coming to?
Yeah, God, 7 boyfriends? Jeez. All I had was, like, 2 girlfriends. And I'm 28.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I dumped him. I'm with someone else now. And I'm like, I just can't keep up with you, baby.
Jeez, oh my God. That is crazy. God. Damn, 7 boyfriends? God.
No.
God, I'm so jealous. Well, you know, if it was the other round, you know, oh my God, like, geez. God.
Like, I'm so much older than you, and I've never had a boyfriend in my life.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, you know what? Speaking of teenagers, I was at GameStop, I think it was like 2 months ago or something like that, and they had a band at GameStop. And I don't know if it's just here in California or, like, it's happening, like, in other states, whatever. But they were playing, I don't know if you heard, have you heard of type of music called, like, rockabilly?
Sort of,
okay. Well, it's kind of like, you know, the kind of like 50s rockabilly style, whatever. But they were playing, like, I don't know, it sounded like Beach Boys meets, I don't know, the rockabilly style, whatever. And yeah, it was weird. And then, like, these teenagers were, like, dancing like if it was the 60s. Like,
oh, that's so cool.
Well, like I said, I'm older, and then I was like, dude, like, oh my god, like, are they bringing, like, the 60s dance back or something?
Bring it back, baby.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love all that vintage stuff.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I do like, you know, the music, but the dancing was weird and stuff, but I don't know, it was too, like, Beach Boy-ish, I don't know. But that's just me, you know, like I said, I'm an older guy, so I see things differently than teenagers do. So, that's what happens.
So, were there any more topics?
Topics? Okay. I'm trying to think of something. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're lagging. Well, I'm lagging on topics, because like I said, we barely just met, and we just said, let's do the podcast and just talk about whatever. So.
But they were all of them deceived.
Yeah, they were all deceived.
Another podcast was recorded in yeah. The land of Mordor.
In the land of Mordor.
Fires of Mount Doom.
Oh my god. So, yeah. Oh, okay. I'll ask you a question. Is there anybody on MyIGN you talk to the most?
Oh God. I technically Holy Hammer Strike. But we don't really talk on IGN because we both have Skype, so we talk all the time. We're like really close, but we don't talk on IGN. But technically, he's one of my IGN friends.
Yeah.
So I think it would be him, and then. I like Femme Fatale Jelani. She's cute.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know why everyone has to hate on her.
Why? Why is everybody hating on her all of a sudden?
Oh, you know, the girl who's always posting the hater blogs. But everyone just hates her guts, and it's like, she's not doing anything wrong. She's a strong-willed, opinionated filly, and I admire that.
I don't think I heard of her, so, because, well... Because supposedly there's this other guy. Well, this was a guy, but I forgot his name was. But he's also, like, stealing people's blogs and making it of his own. So that's what I heard. But like I said, I'm not there on the IGN, on my IGN community site to start any dramas or to get in the middle of the dramas.
I'm just there to get people to read my stuff and occasionally...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to some music.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. Well, I'm there because, well, like I said, I told the listeners, you know, like, I joined my IGN because basically my friends here are either married, have kids, or going to school, or they just work full time, or they just found better friends than me. Because I don't know, because probably I'm a gamer and they're grown ups. I don't know. But I do love the people here on my IGN because, you know, of course, you know, we all have something in common. We love games, and yeah. We love comic books, and we love, you know, of course, nerd shows or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Of all the places, internet communities, I think IGN is the most friendly. I think everyone's just really, it's a really welcoming community, and people are funny and eager to talk, and it's, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are the occasional wackos and the a-holes.
Uh-huh.
But they really, they pop up everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can't really help that. But on the most part, IGN's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah. So, I love it.
With that, at 3:04 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I'm dwindling.
Jeez, oh, my God. And you know what, we, ladies and gentlemen, we talked before saying that, oh, well, how long should we do this podcast? Because I told her that I want to do an hour, because I want to promise you, ladies and gentlemen, that of course, I want to do an hour podcast, but of course, you know, she lives, like, let's see, my time in Los Angeles is 12:05, and what time is yours, Minna?
3 a.m.
Yes, 3 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so basically I'm talking to her from the future.
And I just bought a new comforter yesterday, and it's calling me like a siren song.
Don't talk about comforts right now. I just want to sleep in it right now. I have my sofa bed, like, right behind me. So I was like, yes, once I'm done with this podcast, I'm jumping in and yeah, I'm going to go take some naps and dreams. And so, you know, of course, I have to wake up early tomorrow because I'm going to that mini Comic-Con swap meet that I talked about earlier.
I'll probably sleep till noon, and then I'll get up and eat a calzone and go back to bed.
Oh, that man, lucky! God.
Yeah, I'm living the American dream.
Heck yeah, that is an American dream. just sleep till 12 in the afternoon, and then get up and eat your favorite snack, and then go back to sleep. And then maybe play some Nintendo.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. Oh,
and
my
also,
God.
Also, to anyone out there who plays Animal Crossing, I'm available.
Alright, cool.
I'm available.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Shout out to the people where you're on and if you want them to join you and stuff. So.
I would love to play a little Pokemon. A little Animal Crossing would be nice. And that's really the only multiplayer games I own, so peace!
Cool. Yeah, and also, ladies and gentlemen, you can also contact me on the PlayStation Network. My tag name is, of course, Drago1983. So, and of course, you can check out Minna on myign.com. And you
do
can
that.
Check, yeah, do you better do it, because I said so. And you also could check me out. Of course, it's the same name, Drago1983. So, yeah, check us out. Check me out. Check Minna out. Minna out sounds cool. I agree. Of course, I'm the only person here. I mean, the only guy here. So I give it two thumbs up, Megan Fox style. God, I hate her. So I'm guessing you're gonna go to sleep then.
I have to.
Yeah.
I love you all. Good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And if you like me back, do say.
Yeah, so, yeah, comment on this podcast and tell me what you think. And, of course, comment on Minna, too. Tell her how she done, how she was on the podcast.
This has been my dream ever since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, see? Well, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Before I even knew what the internet was.
Yeah, see? I made her dreams come true. This is my Christmas present to her. And
yay!
Yay! Well, also, you gave me a Christmas present. You became a guest on my podcast, and I'm so happy.
Well, good for you. Everyone's happy.
Yes, everyone's happy. It's a Christmas miracle. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I'll... Oh, wait! Oh, congratulations to me and Minna. We made our goal. It's like over an hour.
Awesome.
I got my wish. Thank you.
Hurrah.
Yeah, I should play that Queen song while We Are the Champions.
Oh my! But can it be the sped up Chipmunk song? Because I am really tired.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, she wants to go to bed, so I'm gonna let her go to sleep. So, okay, so check out this podcast. This is Drago's podcast, episode 3, and have a good night. And hit up Minna on myign.com. Hit me up, Drago1983. And peace. And we're out. Minna, you got something to say before you go to bed? Yeah. So, I guess, yeah, she said, yeah. Me too. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you and good night. And, of course, I'll make it real fast. Patrick's will be on my next podcast. So, get ready for that. All right. Okay, that's it. We're going to bed. Good night.
And bad mistakes.